Where are we?
Kuf Nun Zayin on the base.
Hashma.
No, but Amar Rav.
Oh, nowhere?
Line up.
Line up?
Amar Rav.
Amar Masharashim Shemei the Rav. Hashma. The Shvach Karkois Ketzer. The Shvach Karkois Ketzer. Ketzer. Hare Shemachas Olachaberi. Vishbicha. So now everything was on Machrayas. So when the Lokeach goes back to the Meicher and gets reimbursed. So now when he's Gaiva the Karen, he can be going Machas Meshabad. That means that if Reuven sold the field to Shimon in Nisan, and then in Iyar it got taken away by Levi, so now Shimon goes back to Reuven, but between Nisan and Iyar, Reuven sold some stuff to Yehuda. So when Shimon is going with the Karen, the value of the field that he bought, the amount that he paid, you go with Mishabadim. But the Shvach, the extra that's taken away from him, you get that, can only go with from Bnei Chayr. That's your Rash. Shugaiva, the Harisha, Vizriya, the field's in a better position. Whether it's been fertilized, it's been plowed, etc. Shugaiva Lokechman Meicher. So he had that split. Now, we saw the Baidach Liknikano Machar, Liknikano Bahirish, Lemishtabid, Bachoiva Magaiva Shvacha. Question is, what gives the Baal Chayiv a right to take the field with the Shvach? Well, Chayiv, it's the Ikni, because the Shvach happened afterwards. The field was the Shtabach after the Chayiv, right? He sold it. Obviously, he had loaned the money to the Baal Chayiv beforehand. So now, what gives the right for the Baal Chayiv to take the Shvach? It's the Ikni. Look around, Bam, Bachoy Shvach Mirale, Eliza Shach, Lakech, Shalakach, Sadazu, Achrava, Achrava Samalva, Hamilva, Hishbichor, Dakni Karina Bay, Shasalva. Gumar again, classic, Amad Mary, Amad Madoshal Eilam, and Chanami. Feed it sad, the Dikni is not kind, Dikni doesn't work. You have to say it's going to Mary. In the slime, the Ikni Kano Machar, the Ikni Kano Vahirish, Loi Mishtabid, Ha Loi Mishtabid. In the slime, the Mishtabid, Lava Vilava, Lachaz Vakana Mahu, Lakam Mishtabid, or the Basra Mishtabid. Look, Nishba. In the slime, boy, bappy, nafshi, no child. Holy kana, leklami boy, ibasa, kani, kama, kana, lukaman, terele kana, loiza, loiza. If your dikni is not kaina, shib is not chal by dikni, then if you did it to two different people, you loaned two people, and you bought stuff afterwards, you borrowed money from two people, and then you bought stuff afterwards, the child who gets first dibs at it, it's not negay, because no one gets it. Obviously, so klein. Laman da amar. Dikni kano machar. Mishtabin. Agnish bam. So love v'kasa l'milve. L'mal v'shibati l'chokon chasay d'knoi. U dikni. Chaza love v'me'acha. Mikasa v'lekamay v'shikasa l'visham. V'chakakon v'chasim. U machar v'shimeis v'yari v'shalom yarshim. So what's the shaila? Two people are coming to get the same field. Bo shne noishim litrei fayis in the chosim hadin emi l'kam mishtabid sharei kosov mishtar muktam or l'basim mishtabid l'olim d'ikni litvayis achi yivayin l'chosim b'aylam. The very important Rishbam. What is Rishbam saying? Do we say Lakam Mishtabid because his star was first? Right? If I lend two people money, yeah, and there's only enough karaka for one of them, who gets it? First come, first serve. Whoever star was first.
Yes, first lender.
Right? So, what about over here? So, male over here rolls. You might say the same thing. That's one side of the Gemara. Right? You loan to Reuven and Nissen. You borrowed money from Reuven and Nissen. You borrowed money from Shimon in Eir. And you bought property in Thomas. Yeah? So, one side of the Gemara is the Nissen guy gets first dibs. The second shot is, says the Rishbam, that but all them dikni litvois achi yivon chasim ayla b'chikana hani nechasim achrichein ahad bein mekam v'ikna basha. The Rishbam says you chayiz it from the first deal by virtue of the fact that you borrowed money in Eir and you promised them your mishavah dikni. So it says, Bayeb's a chazara from the first one, and only the second guy, possible, only the second guy will get.
He could be chazara than the first guy.
Oh, so that's the question. That's why I said the very important Rishbam. Rishbam's telling me aside that by dikni, you could be chazara. Why? It's like this. So the ma'aseh is a machayim is shayim about this, again, the else in life. And it's actually the shayim on the Mem Dalim, the Ramban over there, the Mem Dalim says, Mamdalad says that he cannot be chayzer. And 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman in the Ramah and Siman Kufi Beis, Yeshayimim Nachum Kasa Leidikna Yochel Atzabai. This is Bam. It's a Rajb also. Yesh Chol. So Machan Fayim has a very nice svar over here. So what is Italian? What's the Machalikis? So he wants to say very nice. He wants to say the Ramban is l'shitasai. Yes, we discussed a little bit, how does dikni work? Yeah? How does dikni work? Al tzadar works. In and out for your mayor. How does it work? So Ramban said, had one pshat, that was the kana. Right? It was the kana. The Ramban, the Machan Ephraim, is a daif in Sefer Trumas, Shem the Ramban, that the yisoid of the ikni is chayis lovish of olayim. How does it work? Parrot says, he says, because what you're doing is you're mechayiv yourself to give him that, to give it to him. You're mechayiv yourself. Yeah?
Shibur on you, sort of?
Yeah. It's a shibur on you that you're going to give it to him. And he's like that in Sefer Trumas. Why? A beautiful deer. Because he says, like this. He says, "The lashon chiyuv." He says, "Yochel adam l'chayim atzmai l'davish l'belayla." Because the ashka got be man mishabim l'bal chayim, mashiyitne. Because a person could be mishabim himself, could mechayim himself l'davish l'belayla. I could tell you, yeah, that I'm mechayim. I'm matnit to you. I'm mechayim myself to give it to you in the davish l'belayla. And brings a right from the ikni. B'chayr, the way in Pasha, the ikni is akna, because chamim, the yinu dovash loyal, Chazal said, here you could work. Yeah? Then what does it do with being machayim is a dovash loyal? El ma'adak machna fayim, beautiful. And that's the same thing with this going to Dasa Ramban, quotes Ramban. So, Mel Ramban Shtasa, he holds that Pshad is you machayiv yourself. If you were machayiv yourself to give it to the guy, then, like you only said, well, what give you right to be chayiv from the first guy? You already mechayiv yourself to the first guy. Aubrey says, if you learn like the Rishbam, the Rishbam Mishtasai, that learns, he doesn't say the Mishtasai, but it comes out the Rishbam Mishtasai, that learns that it's Al-Takana. So Pshad's Takana was, that even normally, Enad Makdav Shabbal Olam, here they said, you can Makdav Shabbal Olam. Now, if you Makdav Shabbal Olam, the din is, you can be Chayzer. Because the king is not Chal until it's Baal Olam. You can't make king now. Even though Makdav Shabbal Olam, the king is not Chal. The king is not Chal. The Sheba is not Chal until you actually get it. Once you get the Sheba, it's Chal. So Meir, you can be Chayzer. Calls man the king and wasn't Chal, you can be Chayzer. Even for a Meir, Makdav Peres Dekel, yeah? But until you actually get the Peres, you have no king yet. When it comes, you'll be Chayzer. So I can be Chayzer. That's a beautiful Machne Frayim, his title, this Shaila, Mamish and Yisoid of how Dickley works.
So if you sell off any field, technically he doesn't have a Kenyan. If you sell off any field that he has a Sheba.
No, that's the name of Sheba. Then the Sheba was already Chal. Once the Sheba is away, once you own it, the Sheba is Chal. Once the Sheba is Chal, if you sell it, he slots the Sheba. He doesn't lose the Sheba.
That's why in this case.
Because the guy wasn't coming to the property yet.
Which guy?
The Loiva. He was Malva. He borrowed money in Nisan. He borrowed money in Iyar. And Tammuz, he bought the property.
Yeah. Oh, and we're saying.
So he was Chayzer for the first guy. He gave the second guy Bam as a Tzad. Why? Because the first guy was never kinded until Tammuz. And by that point, he was ready to Chayzer. Oh, so what did Gemara say? You might have the Shas. What do we do? What happens when there's two Loivim and one Karaka they bought afterwards? They sent the Anchuva from Israel. Rishon Kana. Avuna Amar Yachlaiku. Chentani Rabu Yachlaiku. Look, Rashi. Kol Echad Lefi Ma'isa. Why? The Bas Achas, meaning Yachlaiku doesn't mean they split it down the middle, it's proportionate. If the Malva in Nisan is $200 and the Malva in Iyar is 100, so that means he'll get 2/3, he'll get a third. Why? Because the Sheba is Chal on both of them together. Sharei Acha Beis Alvayis Kana Ubayis Esha Ubayis Ei Shekana Miyan Neshtabu Shneim Shein Kedim Alech Mehem. That's Yechol. Amar Vino, Madur Basra, Madur Bat, Madur Kama, Ravashi, Amalon, Rishon Kana. Madur Basra, Ravashi, Amalon, Yechlaiku. Ravashi himself was Chayze. He'll say Yechlaiku. What's Madur Kama, Madur Basra, Ravashi? Look at Rishbam. Kishachot Talmud Lepam Shenis, Shnia. Nimzim Chuvus of Haigain. Pishim Melchanano. Ravashi Chaya Shishim Shana. V'chol Shana, I guess he means after he was Roshiva. V'chol Shana, Mechaz Talmudai, V'shnei Chodshei Kala, Nisan Tishrei. That's when he gave his massive shurim, where Nisan and Tishrei. That's when he did Chazara. Shagia Shleishim Shana, Siyim Kol Talmudai. It took him 30 years of two months a year to chaz over everything. So they remembered, 30 years ago, Rabbi, 30 years ago you said differently, right?
I said that.
What? So the first time he said that goes to the first one, and then the second time around he said it goes yechlei, hilchz yechlei, meisvei. Shach Kais Kaysad Rishmachsal Khaber Vishbicha Baba Khai Vitarfa Shugaiva Gaiva Zakaran Mikhas Mishabadam, he had this before. Shach was in Khair. The means Khati Shach in Baile. I'm going to tell Khati Shvach. Why should Khati Shvach? Look at Shvach. Shakim and Shemacha Leiva Sadeu Kosle Chrais Olo. This lekeach beetzem becomes a balchayv, right? The lekeach becomes like a malva. It's bachrayis. He bought a bachrayis. I mean, if it gets taken away, the meich owes him the money. Nimtza malva velkech shneim noishin beloive. There's two loivim. There's lava velava. Nimtza shvach kanoi leloive. Hacha shibud shneim the malva bechayiva velkech bekesel gnasai. Figa chogin hashvach. Haray the lekech paid money. Yeah. The malva, the meich has to reimburse him. So now, when the first Baal Chai wants to take away the Shvach, which is the Ikni, so Chaira, the Lekeach slash Malva, also has a right to some of the Shvach. Because we're saying it's the Ikni. So the Meicher owes the Lekeach money, and he owes the Malva money. So they should split the Shvach. Just like we came out Yechayka, why? Yeah. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon and Nisan, from Levi and Iyar. Then he bought a field in Thomas. What happens? Shimon and Levi split it. So here also, who's Shimon and Levi? The original Baal Chai, who come take the field. And Lekeach himself. Because now, the Meich owes the money. So he could be good for, be great for the Shvach. Okay. Yoshe Baal Aymrim, Isha Meis HaRishayim, V'chakach Meis HaBaal. Yoshe Isha Aymrim, Baal Meis HaRishayim, V'chakach Meis Isha. Shem Zeh, Chayik Meslom Zeh, Chasim Chas Chasim. That's Yoshe Baal. Nova Baez Olo Ishtai, Te'en Labanim, Yimen. They don't have any children together. Because then, it won't be an issue, the children will yarish and everything. The common children. Yoshe Baal, Aviv, Ay Achiv, Ay Banav, Misha Cheres. So what? What? If they have children together, I said, if they have children together, then no matter who died first, the children Yarshan. Isha Meis Rishayna, Ve'enli Yarsha Isha Klum. Why then is the husband Yarshan his wife? Chon Chaseh, Shem Baal Meis, Achron. Yarish Nishtoi Kaidim Maisai. So man, now that he dies, all his Yarishim get all the stuff. Yarish Isha, Kraivea Mishpachta, Mishpacha Zavia, Yarish Isha, Kraivea Mishpacha Zavia. Who are Yarishim? What are these? What?
The
her Yarshim say that the husband died for, right? Otherwise, there's no Yarshim. Oh, that's the Yarshim mean? I mean, we don't Yesh Naichlam. We know that Yush is only Mishmach
Hazan. Everyone has
Mishmach Hazan. You only for sure remember.
Rashi just helping us out.
Okay. I don't know. Agapanim is again, the Yerusha Isha is saying who died first, the husband died first, the wife, the male gets her ksuba and stuff, and we'll see exactly what property we're talking about. The male, her Yerushim, should get it. Now, it says the Rishbam, Nichsei Sarim Barzel, he in the dunya, and all his lay, v'nichlev v'ksuba, monu Messiah, v'sef ez nichsei m'log shalah. So that, what are they claiming? They're saying that Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, Tzayim Barzel is different than Nichsei Malug. Okay? Nichsei Malug is all the stuff that she brings into the marriage, stam. And he gets to eat the Paris, and the guf still belongs to her, and he's not responsible if anything happens. Nichsei Tzayim Barzel is written into the Ksuba. Yeah? And it's called Tzayim Barzel because anything happens to it, if they get divorced, the husband has to pay. Right, it's written in the Ksuba. That's like the dowry. It's written in the Ksuba.
This is added on to the Mishnah in a different case.
So Rashbam is saying that they want to ask everything.
But this is not in the Mishnah, right?
These words are not in the Mishnah, no. Now, Basham is Zechlaiku. Share Mama and Mutal Basafiku. Maybe it's just sometimes. Maybe it shouldn't have to be bolded. Just Rishbam giving you some information as to what's pertinent in our mission.
The Dalit here, it says, Hey Dalit Aleph.
Hiskel Dibra Acha.
Meaning what?
It's a new Dibra Maschal.
No, he's passing
like some person. Who, Bishamai? Bishamai Zichai, Gushari Yesh Mufash Mivam is a Chaylitz, Taksuva Lai Pligi Bishamai, El Ashayr. So again, Bishamai says, so again, we have a Safik here. Is Yoshe Avget it, or Yoshe Abal? Yoshe Abal, Yoshe Isha. Bishamai says, Echlaiku. So it says, Nechasa Mechaskasa.
Why you mean
some chazan
lavan?
No. What?
I'm
not the chazan. Let's see. Mesel Aymen. Hashem is the Yes. My soul says, the chazan mechazkas. Gemara mefarish mechazkas me. Hilchach lav lav lekamei kai ella mean like this. What the Rambam is saying is. Well, the Mishnah goes on, yeah? Ksuva b'cheskas yarsha ba'al, nechasim b'nechasim, yaitzimimah b'cheskas yarsha av. So, you could have thought that the Hemshel of the Mishnah is explaining Mishil. Mishil says nechasim b'cheskasim, what does that mean b'cheskasim? The Mishnah is going to explain. Ksuva means the man of Messiah b'cheskas yarsha ba'al. Is there a mochzik on the Ksuva? You have to be Goyver Ksuba, the man of Messiah. The husband is a mukhsik in that money. Nechasim, Yaitz Neima, which is Nechse Milug, that's Bechaz Gashav. Yashisha, Yashisha. No? Yashisha, right?
Huh?
Yashisha.
Where?
Oh,
Yashisha.
There's no father here.
Husband.
What? No. Hello, Yoni. Listen, you're spacing out. The first thing was Nechasim Ksuba Becheskas Yerusha Baal. Nechasim Becheskas Yerusha Baal. Who's Becheskas Yerusha Av? Who's Yerusha Av? To be Yerusha Isha.
She got them from her father.
What?
She got them from her father. And then brought them in and it doesn't work.
Where should we see? Where should we look here?
It's really her Yarsha. Why is Yarsha out? Let's see, she has some from different matters.
Yarsha out from her father.
Why? What her father?
But where's the Yarsha out?
The Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah.
There's Ram says Shmevia Bola, but they're not the players over here. We'll get back in a second. But the bigger thing again, there's Ram is saying you might have thought the Hemshchal Mishnah explained Miss Hill. Says there's Ram, it's not true. You can't say that. Why? Because the Gemara, next Gemara, right on top of Mbeis. The machlek is, what does Nechasim Becheskasim mean? So obviously the Mishnah is not answering that question, because then why would the Amoraim be debating that question?
Maybe they don't have the last part of the Mishnah.
Therefore, says the Rishbam, Igmar Mepharash Becheskasim Mi, Hilchach, Lav L'Kamei Koi. It means when it says Bechazkasan, it's not going on the Hemshel of the Mishnah. El Hachigar Sina, Viksuba, Bechazkaz Yerushabal, Viksuba, Bechazkaz Yerushabal, behind the Chasim, the Kamar Mesil. So which the Chasim, when Mesil says, Nechasim Bechazkas, Bechazkasan, which the Chasim is Mesil talking about? Hey, Nichsi Tzayim Barzel, Shechnis in the Beis Avir. The shaman Biksubasa, he actually do a shuma on the value of the property. Achriusala Allah. In Pichsu, Pichsu Lai, in Maisiru, Maisiru Lai. So there's different type of properties over here. The Nichse Tzayim Barzo, we say it's Beches Kasson. We don't know who that is. Gemara is in his cost head. And Mishnah goes on to say, Ksuba Beches Yashabal. Mono Messiahim, the Tesefes, Shemam and Abal, Roy Lithi Nasin La, Hilka Mesophic, like the Tzayim Beches Abal, Beches Yarshim. Nechasim and Nechasim Yaratzinima, Hey Nichse Melog, Shenaflu and Beis Hav, Beinach Reis Olov, right? But still, how does that answer the question? Right now it's hers. Right? The child is with her Yarshin Yarshin, no? She has a child, who's in Yarshin? Why are we calling Yarshin Av? I know that.
So?
What do you mean? Let's say she has a child.
That's not what I'm talking about.
If she has a child, what's the name?
We're not talking about
it. Ask a question. I know we said that.
Okay. So we're not talking about when she's a child. We're not.
Again, but still, it's not because. Why? It's not because Yarsha Av. It's because it's her Yarshim, which happened to be Mishpach Zaviyah.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but it doesn't belong to the father. Let's say she gets the divorce. The father gets it, or she gets it. Nixim Malo.
She gets it.
She gets it. So why does the father come in?
No, if she dies, though.
I know she died. But who's getting it? Her Yarshim get it, right? Why are we calling Ches Yarshav? I'm still not understanding. Why are we calling Ches Yarshav?
Because it goes back to the father.
He's the one that paid for it. That's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. Okay. Let's say she's a computer programmer and she earned money on her own and she got married. She had $100,000 when she went and came into the marriage. Well, what's it in then?
Yes. Sir.
It's different.
Nope.
Okay, so he's the one that shelled out the money.
Goes to the father, then goes back down to them through like the whole chumpy thingy.
Mishmash. So again, there's nothing to do with the fact that the father is the one that paid it out. That's what I'm asking.
It's just side facts.
What?
Side facts.
What?
Side facts.